Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Here they come on third and five. Wilson. Boy, somehow escapes. He's going to run for it. Plenty of green grass. Wilson stays in bounds. He's still going. And he's in. Touchdown. Zach Wilson pulling a magic trick.
Down the middle. He's got it. Elijah Moore. The 20. The 10. The 5. Touchdown! Tune is buried! That was Sauce Gardner coming in hot. Garrett Wilson, here he goes! Goodbye and hello, Enzo!
Van Dyke swarmed, swallowed, and sacked. Guess who? You only got one guess, Jermaine Johnson.
Here's Breece Hall looking for history. Hall with his 24th straight game with a rushing touchdown into the NCAA record books.
Listen. Thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And players report to training camp facilities today. The Jets will be at Florham Park. And so as we get ready for the Jets to begin training camp, our friend Andy Vasquez from NJ.com, who covers the Jets and does a great job of it, joins the show to break down the top 10 most important Jets heading into training camp. Andy, thanks so much for coming back on the show, sir.
Thanks for having me. I can't believe it's already here. Finally, we're going to at least get closer to real football.
Somebody asked me the other day what my plans were for the Jets-Giants game, and I said, oh, I'm not really worried about it. It's a couple of months away. And the person then said, what are you talking about? It's only a few weeks away. And I just looked at my calendar and said, holy cow, I can't believe it. It's only a month away. The Jets and the Giants, that last preseason game, that's how close we are to the regular season, because obviously a couple of weeks after that, the real games begin. But once the real games begin, we'll have a better idea of what's going on with this roster, who's going to be starting, who's going to play key contributor roles. Right now, though, we know who 10 of the most important Jets are going to be. It's subjective, but I think you nailed it pretty well over at NJ.com. You've got a countdown. Anybody who hasn't subscribed yet should go over to NJ.com and subscribe so they can check out your list and all the other great work that you're doing over there, Andy. We'll start at number 10. We know the Jets had a terrible secondary last year. One of the reasons for that is because their safeties were awful. They had some of the worst safety play in the NFL. They went out of their way to try and fix that this year by signing Jordan Whitehead, the strong safety out of Tampa Bay, comes in with a championship pedigree. He makes your list at number 10.
Yeah, I just think he's a really important guy in the secondary, obviously for all the reasons you just said. And then with the Jets bringing in a young guy in Sauce Gardner, I think Whitehead is also going to help him out a ton. And then he brings this kind of championship attitude because he has won a championship in Tampa Bay. And you're getting a guy who's only 25 years old. So it's a pretty unique and cool situation for the Jets to be able to get him. He obviously has a lot to prove because he felt like in Tampa they didn't use him as much as he wanted to be used. He wanted to be used on every down, and a lot of times they took him off the field on passing downs. So he's kind of got a chip on his shoulder. He's young. he's got something to prove, and he can, you know, provide guidance to some of the Jets' other young players. So I think he's going to be a really important player for them on and off the field, and a guy who really could go a long way towards defining this free agency class for the Jets.
At number nine, we know that the Jets had a need at wide receiver. Everybody talked about it all offseason. They tried to trade for Calvin Ridley. Then he ended up getting suspended. Then they tried to trade for Tyreek Hill. He ended up getting traded to the Miami Dolphins. They tried to trade for Deebo Samuel. They weren't able to pull off the deal. Instead, they used the number 10 pick on Garrett Wilson, the rookie out of Ohio State. We don't know exactly how much he's going to contribute his first season in the NFL, but what he does here with the Jets offense, year number one in his NFL career, is going to be very important, and that is why he's number nine on your list.
Yeah, I think he has probably the best opportunity of any rookie this year to make a huge impact, just because he has a skill set that's ready-made for, you know, if he gets the ball in space week one, he can take it to the house, and he's always going to be like that, you know, early in his career when he's this athletic and this explosive of an athlete. So, and then you look at all the pieces the Jets are adding into the offense with the tight ends and, you know, with everything, you know, all the support around Zach Wilson. I think there's just going to be more opportunities for Garrett Wilson than anybody else to kind of make his impact on the game. So I think he's not only a guy who has a chance to make a big impact this year, but also is just really important for Zach Wilson as well. So it's going to be fascinating to watch him and see how the Jets use him. And if they can get some of these other guys involved early, if there's opportunities for Garrett Wilson, I would expect him to do some pretty cool things early in his career. So yeah, that's why he's so high.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Andy, we talked about the secondary before and how bad it was, and that's why Jordan Whitehead's addition was number 10 on your list as far as him being the 10th most important Jet heading into training camp. But it wasn't just the safety position that was terrible. The cornerbacks were not good. Bryce Hall and Brandon Echols did an admirable job. They performed to the best of their ability, but it really wasn't good enough. The Jets needed to make major upgrades. They signed DJ Reed, and then with the fourth overall pick, they drafted the guy who's number 8 on your list, and that is Sauce Gardner. Is he going to struggle at first to acclimate to the NFL game? Potentially, but if he can be anywhere near as good as we all believe he can, he's going to be an immensely important piece of this Jets defense, and that is why he's number 8.
Yeah, and I have him ranked higher than Wilson because, I mean, we still don't know exactly what Wilson's role is going to be. We know that Sauce is going to be out there a lot, and I think he's going to make an impact, probably a bigger impact this season than any other rookie, even if it's not as you know, maybe statistically splashy as what Wilson has a chance to do. He's going to have his hands in on every play basically this season, and it's going to be really interesting to see how that goes. If he plays well and exceeds expectations, I mean, it would be hard for him to exceed expectations that come with being drafted that high. But if he plays up to what people think he can be, I mean, you're starting to look at a defense that isn't having a lot of holes in it. And that's like almost hilarious to say when you look at what the defense was like last year. Now, there is still safety depth questions and obviously questions at linebacker and some on the defensive line. But you can start to see how it could all fit together if he really plays well and kind of steps in and is that ready-made pro that a lot of people are expecting him to be. So I think it's going to be fascinating to watch him. And yeah, that's why I have him ranked there.
Andy, when you talk about holes on the Jets defense, one of the biggest holes that they've had for a really long time is at edge rusher. And that's why they went out and spent big money on Carl Lawson to bring him in from Cincinnati last offseason. Everybody was excited to watch him play. He was doing really well in training camp. And then he got injured before the season started, missed the entire year. Now he's back, and knock on wood, we're hoping we get a chance to actually see him play this season. If he does, he could represent the best threat the Jets have had at edge rusher in many, many years. That is why he's so important, and it's why he's number 7 on your list.
Yeah, and honestly, if he wasn't coming off this injury, it would probably be even higher. It's just so hard to predict what we're going to see from him this year. But because edge rusher is so important to the Jets defense, and we all know why, but he's just a guy who is super interesting, because if he can come back and play at the level that he was expected to play at, it would be a huge thing for this defense. And like you said, just giving them that threat they haven't had in such a long time. And it's obviously a huge year for Lawson personally as well, because none of his money in 2023 is guaranteed. So he's playing for his future, his Jets future, and really, like, whether or not that was a huge mistake to sign him in free agency. And it doesn't seem fair because of the injury, but it just, that's what it's going to come down to. How he plays this year is kind of going to define how Jets fans remember him. And either it's going to be the end of a very short stint, or perhaps the beginning of something much longer.
Another player who fits that description to a T is Corey Davis. After this year, not much in the way of guaranteed money left. The Jets could move on very easily. And his first year here, he was hurt for part of the season. And when he was healthy, he had his moments, but he was overall very disappointing, dropped a lot of passes, wasn't quite the player that the Jets were hoping for. If he can be the player that they expected to get when they signed him from the Tennessee Titans last offseason and really complement the new addition of Garrett Wilson and the emerging Elijah Moore, he could be a very nice piece for this Jets offense, and that's why you have him ranked at number 6.
Yeah, I mean, he does what nobody else on this offense does at a high level, which is, for a big guy, he can get down the field and be a vertical threat, but also, you know, make catches in tight spaces when you need him on third down. And he didn't do a great job of that last year, but he has a history in his career of doing it, and being a good route runner and being a guy who's a good fit for this offense. So you got to hope that, you know, Corey said that last year wasn't what he expected from a playing standpoint, and he didn't feel like he was able to be the leader he wanted to be because of the injuries. So you're getting a guy who's highly motivated and an offense that, again, if he can kind of get it going and play the way he did before the Jets signed him, remember, he seems like an old soul, but he's only 26, 27 years old. There's still a lot of time for him to do that, and he can definitely bounce back and play well this year. It's going to open things up for the other guys in the offense, and it's going to make life a lot easier for Zach Wilson. So Corey Davis is a huge part of this, and heading into year two in this offense that was new for him last year, I think he's highly motivated to prove that the Jets did not make a mistake by signing him.
Corey Davis and Carl Lawson are very much on the list of Jets who have to perform at a high level this year to avoid getting released. Another one who's on that list simply because of how much money he's making is C.J. Mosley. C.J. Mosley is the only reliable linebacker that the Jets have on the inside. The rest of the guys are very much unproven. Quincy Williams, Hamza Nasruldeen, Jamie and Sherwood, so on and so forth. So the Jets are really heavily relying on C.J. Mosley to anchor that inside linebacker group. I don't know if he's going to be here next year simply because of how much money he's making. I think he's due around $17 million. Maybe they can restructure, but a lot of what happens this year is going to determine that. He's going to be a key piece of that Jets defense, and that's why he cracked the top five at number five.
Yeah, he's just so important because, again, you've got a defense with all of these young players, and they're going to need a guy who's experienced and a good communicator to kind of make up for some of their mistakes, especially early in the season when you've got some tough matchups. And you know, C.J. Mosley didn't look like the best linebacker in the league last year, which is what he looked like in Baltimore before the Jets signed him. But he was still hugely valuable to his teammates because of what he's able to do before the play and in the meeting rooms. And he played pretty well last year. I mean, it wasn't at a Pro Bowl level, but it's not. I don't think it's a stretch. Mosley's 30. This year, I don't think it's a stretch that he could play at a Pro Bowl level this year for the next year or two. Even if he does that, though, I don't think he's coming back at $17 million next year. If he does come back, it would have to be a restructure situation. Just when you start looking at, you know, the Jets cap situation moving forward, and they're going to have to start paying people at some point, and they're going to have to kind of shift out from under those contracts. But yeah, it's a hugely interesting year for Mosley just to see, can he take that step and get back a little bit closer to elite? But no matter what, he's going to be so important for this defense because of what he brings from a mental standpoint.
One player that has a ton of question marks surrounding him heading into training camp and then, of course, the regular season is Mekhi Becton. He missed all of last season with an injury, got hurt in game number one. And then everybody thought that he might be back at some point. At least that's what the Jets said, but he never came back. There's been all kinds of chatter about him and his weight throughout the last couple of months. Latest photos seem to show him in very good shape. He appears to be healthy and ready to go. If Mekhi Becton can help protect Zach Wilson at a high level this year and give him more time to throw, it'll go a long way towards Wilson taking that next step as a second-year quarterback. He's an immensely crucial piece of that Jet offensive line and the Jet offense in general, and that's why he's number four. I honestly would have had him a little bit higher, Andy, but I understand that because of the questions, you dropped him down a little bit.
Yeah, I honestly had a hard time with these last four in the order, because I think you can argue for any of the next three at number two, as high as number two. If this was like importance overall to the Jets' future, he would have been up higher. I think to this season, you're not sure what you're going to get from him. That's kind of why I dropped him down, but it's still hugely important for the season because if he can't play, you're going to Connor McDermott, and we know that's not the ideal situation for one of your starting tackles. So not only is the position battle before the season going to be interesting, but more important than that is, can both of these tackles, George Fant and Mekhi Becton, who are coming off of injuries, knee injuries, can both of them stay healthy? We know that they're both going to start the season on PUP, or start the training camp on PUP. I wouldn't expect to see them much, obviously, in the preseason at all, and probably a situation similar to what we saw with Quinnen Williams last year, where he was kind of getting out on the field in the middle of training camp. It's just going to be really interesting to see how that works with the continuity and all that stuff. Not necessarily an ideal situation, but nothing is more important for the Jets probably than, other than how Zach Wilson plays, is that this offensive line can get through the early part of the season and stay intact. I mean, that's such a huge deal for them. And Becton's going to be a huge part of that. And it's going to be just so interesting to see how he responds to, all the questions and what he does on the field when he finally gets out there.
At number three, you have a player who was picked by the Jets high up in the first round in the top five. In fact, at number three overall, Becton was the Jets' top pick in the 2020 draft. But in 2019, it was Quinnen Williams out of Alabama, the interior defensive lineman. And he's had pockets of brilliance. There have been times when he has been absolutely dominant, but it just hasn't been consistent enough. He's battled some injuries. There have been some games where he hasn't been the type of player that the Jets were expecting when they picked him at number three overall. He's got to put it all together. Crucial year for him. The Jets picked up his fifth year option, so he will be here in 2023. But if he wants that big contract extension, he's got to really produce at the type of level that the Jets thought he would when they picked him third overall. Quinnen Williams as a dominant interior defensive lineman would be enormous for this Jets defense too, because it would free up Lawson, it would free up John Franklin Myers, it would free up Jermaine Johnson, it would make that whole Jets pass rush so much more formidable. That's why Quinnen Williams is number three on your list, just as he was picked number three overall in the 2019 draft. He's got to really break out this year, and if he does, he's going to be a piece that the Jets are going to count on for many years to come, but it remains to be seen.
Yeah, and you actually absolutely hit it on the head. I think he's so pivotal for the defense this year. And then when you mix in that this is the year, man, like there's no excuse coming into this year. You had the injury stuff last year. You know, you had the strange circumstances of COVID, kind of his 2020 season. But there's nothing now. Like, it's time. He's still young enough to where his ceiling can keep growing. And I think he kept improving last year, even, you know, under less than ideal circumstances with, you know, not having a training camp and not having an offseason program. But it's time. Like, let's see if you're that player who was drafted number three overall, or if you're just a guy who's very good and maybe going to make it to a Pro Bowl or two. I mean, this is kind of the crossroads here. And I think if he can play well, it'll help the Jets defense immensely. And they could be surprising this season. If he's just like a regular guy, it's going to be harder for them this season and moving forward.
At number two, you've got the Jets player who is most likely to be their top receiver. He could be one of the most dynamic weapons they've had in this offense in a really long time. That's Elijah Moore, the second-year wide receiver out of Ole Miss. Once he got cooking last year, before he got hurt the last couple of games, he looked almost unstoppable. We saw what he did to Byron Jones against the Miami Dolphins, one of the better cornerbacks in the league, absolutely torched him. That was his signature play of the season, when he just juked him out of his boots for a long touchdown pass from Joe Flacco. He looks like he has the makings of a real number one wide receiver. He sure showed it last year. If he can put it together this season consistently and stay healthy, the Jets offense could have an element that it hasn't had in several years, really since a guy like Santana Moss, because even when they had somebody like Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker, players like that, they were very good wide receivers, Lavernius Coles as well, but they weren't those home run hitters, the guy that could take the ball on any play and just go, or a guy that could break open way down the field for a long touchdown at any time. Elijah Moore has the potential to be that player, and that's why he's number two on your list.
Yeah, I mean, it was really cool to kind of look at the stats and see. I think he's eighth or ninth all-time in receiving yards for the Jets from a rookie. And he did like all of the damage in like five games. it was just, I mean, and you start to think of like, if he can stay healthy and on the field and produce that kind of pay, I mean, he's going to have a year like we haven't seen from a Jets receiver in a long time. He has that capability. And that to me is so important for this team, obviously, because like you said, they haven't had that in a long time. But also, when you start to think about what this year means for Zach Wilson, and if they can start building this chemistry together, I just think if Elijah Moore has a hell of a year, it means Zach Wilson's going to have a hell of a year. So how do you not put him way up high on the list? Because it's just such an important connection for the Jets. And I obviously think the most important connection heading into this critical year for them.
At number one, no surprise, the quarterback, Zach Wilson, heading into year number two. If we're being honest about it, what it comes down to is if Zach Wilson is significantly better this year, the Jets may be on the verge of turning the corner. If he doesn't look good at all and he doesn't take a step forward this year, the Jets are really going to have their future in doubt. Because what it all comes down to, Andy, is if Zach Wilson becomes the quarterback that the Jets were expecting him to become when they took him at number two overall, then this team could be a team to reckon with over the next couple of years as they build this roster around him. If he doesn't, I hate to say it, but you could be looking at a situation similar to what the Jets just faced with Sam Darnold, where in a year or two, they're looking for another quarterback and trying to rebuild this thing all over again. So he is number one on this list by a wide margin. And the reason is because his success is the Jets' success and vice versa.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so important right now for a team to get something out of your rookie quarterback when he's on his rookie contract, or your young quarterback while he's on his rookie contract. So it just allows them so much more flexibility to build around him. So if Zach Wilson can get it going this year, the Jets are going to have a 2 or 3 year window where he's still going to be pretty affordable, and they can, you know, it's green light city. This is our window. Let's try to do something. And if he doesn't, like you said, you're hitting the reset button on everything. And then you're almost like, should we wait another year if we're already not sure? Because you just went through that with Sam Darnold. And like, it's the nightmare situation for Jets fans. I hate to even bring it up because, you know, it's been such a rough road and you don't want to think about that, but that's what this is, and it's just such an important season. I by the way, I don't think that's fair to Zach Wilson. Like, I don't think the book should be written on his career after two seasons, and it won't even be two seasons. It'll be like, if he sucks 8 games into this year, people are going to be like, he's done and calling for his job, and which is kind of insane, but that's the world that we live in. It's not fair. He knows what he signed up for. He also got a lot of money guaranteed up front, and that's how it is. So I don't love that that's the way that kind of quarterbacks and players get judged in these situations, but that's just the way it is, because it's a league where players are very disposable, and you got to seize your window when it's there, and teams do too. So it's just going to be fascinating to see how Wilson handles all of that on and off the field. And obviously, I don't have to explain why he's the most important, because it's very clear.
Andy Vasquez covering the Jets for NJ.com. Thanks so much for coming on and breaking down your series on the top 10 most important Jets heading into training camp with me. Really appreciate it. For those that want to check out your work, you got to subscribe over at NJ.com. A lot of your stuff is free, but a lot of it is behind that paywall. Got to support great local journalism in addition to everything you're doing. You get everything else over at NJ.com as well. Andy, talk a little bit about the type of training camp coverage you're going to have over at NJ.com. I'm also looking forward to talking to you on the podcast here and there about training camp. We're going to have you on, mix you in for some of these training camp reports. Like you said, can't believe that it all kicks off today with the players reporting.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. Well, and we'll obviously have full coverage of that and the most notable things that are said out there. And then throughout the week, as they get to practicing, we'll have regular practice reports detailing, obviously, most importantly, how Zach Wilson is doing, and also trying to highlight how some of the other guys are doing and some of the other important battles. There aren't a lot of positional battles out there this year. It's kind of strange, but we'll highlight all the important action and kind of like how the guys are doing that everybody's wondering about. And don't worry, plenty of updates on Denzel Mims.
Make sure that you follow Andy on Twitter at Andy_Vasquez and read his work and subscribe over at NJ.com. Visit our store over at teepublic.com. That's TEEpublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinn and Williams Bless You Thank You shirt, the Zach Says Go Long shirt, the Zach the Ripper shirt, Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there. TEEpublic.com. That's TEEpublic.com. Visit our YouTube channel, youtube.com/playlikeajet. Subscribe and get all of our videos. If you haven't seen them yet, Luke Grant's been doing a fantastic job. Some great all 22 breakdowns. youtube.com/playlikeajet. And make sure you give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and playlikeajet.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.